Blog Talk Radio.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Hour set you upon that path. Tonight's closed captioning is provided by the Dingus Corporation, the proud sponsors of Extra Strength Strength and Donuts for Dipshits. We at Possum Hour thank them again for their patronage. Extra Strength Strength. Nice. It's about time. Underwriting for tonight's episode is provided in part by the Church of the Beer Battered Shrimp, I must say. This is the Grenache Network, home of the finest in radio entertainment. And including this program you're listening to, Possum Hour, on Mondays, and then Fridays with the Friday Possum. And, of course, the venerable Clobberin' Time. older than possum. Well, the phone lines, it makes it venerable. With your host, Ben J. Grimm. All right. Well, the phone lines will be open in just a few minutes.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
But first, this public service announcement. Announcement.
Out of the land of the tobacco plant come a tall, hard-riding, long, lean bloke, feared by his friends and enemies alike, called by the name of Johnny Smoke.
Johnny Smoke.
Johnny Smoke. Johnny Smoke. Where are you heading, Johnny Smoke? How many silos will be empty tonight? How many men will lie still beneath the sky? How many tears will be shed because of you? How many more will die? Out of the land of the tobacco plant come a tall, fast-drawn, long, lean bloke, feared by his friends and enemies alike, feared by all who come to know the name of Johnny Smoke.
Hey, Jack's Liquor Store.
Hey, Jack's Liquor Store.
That's right, pal.
Hey, it's Skipper. You remember me?
Oh, how could I forget?
You guys still remember?
No, not anymore.
What happened?
The SOB.
Oh, your boss.
No, the shortage of booze.
Shortage of booze?
Sure, haven't you heard about it?
No.
It was in all the papers.
Oh, my wife took the dog on vacation. She's gone when took the dog. The dog brings in the paper, and there I am.
Is she on vacation?
Who?
Your wife.
Oh, no, she joined Hare Krishna. This is her week to beg.
The best thing for you to do is come down here and stand in line like everybody else.
If I could stand, I'd get down there.
Listen, when's your birthday? When's your birthday?
Mine?
Yes.
Oh, sure. October.
October what?
7th.
That's odd.
Why, is that sure, Stu?
No, October 7th. 7 is odd. Today's an even.
It's this age expert.
That's right, pal.
Bring me over some booze.
I can't make it any plainer. There's a shortage of booze.
What is this, OPEC? There's no shortage of booze. You know, after they get the price of booze up over $1 a gallon, booze will be coming out of every gas tank in the country. You know what I mean?
Now look, you come down here tomorrow and I can let you have a half pint.
Let me slip your bribe.
Oh, no, I can't do that.
I can't, sir. That's the American way.
It's against the law.
It's against the law. So what? That's the American way. Under the table. Grease the monkey. Play the music. Put another nickel in. Watch your dance. Ladies and gentlemen, here's the kind of wash the socks you call by your belly. Let me give you a little grease and some Irishman tequila.
What about the feds?
Let them get their own tequila. They're supposed to be watching the boundary to keep the grass out. That's what's
so what's your wife's birthday?
July. Oh, no, wait. That's her name. June.
June?
June 3rd.
June 3rd. She's odd, too.
Oh, boy, she wrote the book on us.
Well, it looks like we have a Mexican standoff.
I'd rather have a Singapore sling. This birthday routine is way over my head.
It's simple. Look, odds get booze on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
Odds get booze on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
Evens on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays.
Evens on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays.
That's it.
How about Sundays?
That's the Lord's Day.
If the Lord's a no-show, can I have his booze?
Way down in New Orleans, everything's fine. All of them are kissing, just drinking that wine. Drinking that milk, here's the line. Get sloppy drunk, they sing all night. Drinking wine, booty, ooh, they're drinking wine. Drinking wine, booty, ooh, they're drinking wine. Drinking wine, buddy, oh, they want you pass that bottle to me. Well, half a cup of nickel, honey. the dime. Let's get together and buy some wine. Wine over here, wine over there. We're drinking that mess and everywhere. Drinking wine, booty, ooty, drinking wine. Drinking wine, booty, ooty, drinking wine. Drinking wine, booty, ooty, won't you pass that bottle to me? Yeah!
In and everything.
All right, good for you. How's your keto doing?
Hey. Stop it, Dad. We're not ready for you yet. Well, I was reading up. I spent most of the weekend looking at the keto stuff. A lot harder than it looks, man. Because you're limited to ideally 20 grams of carbohydrates every day for the whole day, 20 grams. So I looked at the yogurt I eat every morning. There's 16 grams right there. There's going to have to be a complete overhaul of my food. You know, the food that I buy and the food that I eat. Eggs are like a big deal, so I love eggs. I eat a lot of eggs. So I'm butter. I like butter. Butter and eggs.
Butter. Yeah.
You don't like butter?
I never liked butter.
Really?
Yep.
Man, my English muffins are right out. But I tell you, there's nothing I like. Well, there are a few things I like better, but I tell you, one thing I really like is an English muffin just with butter on it, man.
Yeah. Eat it plain.
Into the nooks
butter.
And the crannies.
Yeah.
Nooks and crannies.
Tasty.
Man.
Yeah. The taste of muffin. Fucking butter. I was in Barnes & Noble
English
the
muffin.
Other day. There's a whole keto table out. It's funny. After you say after that show, I've been seeing keto all over the fucking place.
I know. And now, of course, you know, everything, every ad on my computer is keto.
Oh, of course.
So,
yeah, they tag your
ad. Yeah, it's going to take some planning. But if I could get in the swing of it, it says I could get down to my goal before May, by the end of April.
All right.
I don't know if I can. I love carbs, though. I live on carbs, man. Why I'm so fat. And beer, forget beer. Man, might be able to squeeze a few natties in on the show or something, but.
Well, there's keto beer. Go to the chart.
Well, there's really no such thing as keto beer. There's low-carb beer, but there's like no, I don't believe there's any zero-carb beer. I don't think that would be possible. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe that sorghum beer has no carbs. Anyways. Not really. I'm kind of looking forward to it. I'm not really. You know, I don't know. I'm going to read more about it before I dive in.
All right, well, good luck on that.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see how that goes. I was able to get out and walk, though, today, finally. I was hobbling around all weekend, man. My hip was sore for 2 days.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You still didn't get to the gym yet, right?
No. I got to buy some new sweatpants before I go down to the gym, man.
You got to heal that hip.
Well, the hip feels great today. I went out and I did the whole 5,000 or 500, whatever, 2,000 steps, whatever the fuck it is.
Uh-huh.
5,000. And felt good, man.
All right.
So,
there you go.
Worked
new
it
year,
out, man.
Year,
I gotta sleep on my back is my thing, man.
Yeah.
My hip gets sore and I sleep on my side, man. It's an old man thing.
Yeah.
So, anyway, yeah. Cake says there's a lady that does keto and she's hardly ever sees her eating anything. I don't really eat a lot to begin with, anyway. You know, I think I just need to. Not eat the carbs, man. Not crave them carbs. Well,
we don't
all,
blame you for not taking the steps outside there, Cake. Not in that weather. God bless the Canadians.
Oh, man. I don't know how that.
It's a price you got to pay for living in a beautiful country. Have a high price.
They're free up there, too, now.
Yeah.
Free country. Not to speak out of turn, but I'm talking to my Republican, very, very good Republican friend, you know.
Oh, okay.
First thing out of his mouth, he's complaining about the high cost of his health care.
Uh-huh.
And that the drug he's on is going from $60 a month to $300 a month.
That big leap.
I said, geez.
Big leap.
I'm thinking, man. This sounds like a Bernie Sanders town hall, man. You know. He didn't say anything.
That way.
He didn't want to get political about it, but my God. If anybody should vote for Bernie, it's him.
Yeah.
Go vote for the other guy. Anyhow.
Don't say it. Socialism is a bad word.
Yeah. It's just ingrained.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's blow something the fuck up, man.
Yeah.
If you hadn't guessed, it's that guy, Ricky Martin.
Martin. I remember that guy.
Living
what
la
happened,
vida
man?
Loca. I don't know. He was, Wasn't he famous before he was Ricky Martin? He was like in a Menudo or something.
Yeah, he was in some kind of
kid band. Boy band.
I don't know how famous they were, but yeah.
Yeah.
He's a Fagula, isn't he?
Yeah.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Well, the reason why it comes to my mind is because I was dating this gal, and we were stooping in her boss's apartment. Her boss was a gay guy, and like when he found out we were stooping in there, he like got really grossed out and wouldn't let us use his apartment anymore.
He burned the sheets?
I don't know. We did it on a couch, unfortunately. A new couch. Anyway, those were good times. All right, without any further ado, time for doo-doo. Doo.
Oh, a wise guy, huh? Oh, 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 ow, 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 ow.
Pull the string.
The 36 and the crazy
right. Rockabilly there.
Crazy legs, man.
Yep.
Well, here he comes. Come on back, Ted. We're ready for you, buddy. Come on in. Come on in.
Are we? Are we ready for him?
Nothing else to do. We're getting his nails done Wednesday, so he won't be as clicky clacky. Poor guy. You ready to bark?
He hates that.
He does. I hate it too. That's why I like taking him to the vet, because they take him in the back room and do it. I don't have to like.
Hey, give him some CBD oil. Calm him down.
Hey.
Mellow him out.
You think
he likes the idea?
Okay. Yeah. Well, you know, there she is, the Possum Lounge.
There she is. We love you, Kate.
Oh man. What's up, Ted?
I forgot to put the promo up today.
Ow. Man, that one just... Sometimes that bark will go right into the middle ear and just loosen up old wax, you know?
Shakes it loose, baby.
Well,
shakes it loose.
We got Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake. Dr. Cake.
Cake.
Ruff, ruff. Dr. Cake. Wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake, right?
Dr. Cake.
Yes. Ted says agrees. And there's Professor R.J. Gumby, the Sinister Minister of Finance and Parking. What do you think of him?
There you go. All right. Thank you, Ted.
Okay. Good job. Good job. Good job. You did good. You did good. Okay. Jeez. All right. Well, there they are. There you are. There she is, the Possum Lounge.
Yeah. Where's your super host?
As the Beaver. Sorry. Oh, yeah, here it is.
It was a moonlit night in old Mexico. I walked alone between some old adobe haciendas. Suddenly, I heard the plaintive cry of a young Mexican girl. You better come home, Speedy Gonzales, away from Tannery Row. Stop all of your drinking with that flusy name Flo. Come on home to your adobe and slap some mud on the wall. The roof is leaking like a strainer. There's loads of roaches in the hall. Speedy Gonzales, why don't you come home? Speedy Gonzales, how come you leave me all alone?
Hey, Rosita, I have to go shopping downtown for my mother. She needs some tortillas and chili peppers.
Your dog is gonna have a puppy, and we're running out of coal. No enchiladas in the icebox, and the television's broke. I saw some lipstick on your sweatshirt, I smelled some perfume in your ear. Well, if you're gonna keep on messing, don't bring your business back here. Speedy Gonzales, why don't you come home? Speedy Gonzales, how come you leave me all alone?
Hey, Rosita, come quick. Down at the cantina, they're giving green stamps with tequila.
Mm-hmm.
No worries, man. You gotta love it.
Pat Boone, ladies and gentlemen.
Pat Boone.
Pat Boone.
There you go.
Pat Boone.
The flip side is Slow Pat Rodriguez. Somebody never made a song of Slowpoke.
He won, that was the year he won the Brotherhood Award. I think it was for that song, as a matter of fact.
That's before he got into heavy metal.
That's not one of your politically correct things, yeah. I've been over this politically correct thing, though. There's nothing wrong with being polite, man. You know?
No.
There really isn't.
In fact, we encourage that.
It's highly underrated. Politeness.
Kindness. Kindness is the number one thing everyone should be. That's something for everyone's New Year resolution.
Yeah. What he said.
Kindness.
There you
go.
I got you. And I'm going to go kick my dog.
There you go.
Ted, you've had enough, man. You're going to get sick, baby. Lay down, okay? You lay down. Down. Silly dog. Oh, did you see the, it was all over the FUBU fuck book there. Candles that smell like, what's her head's vagina there? Gwyneth Paltrow.
Candles.
Yeah. Oh, you didn't see that?
No. What handles?
Yeah. Candle. Candle.
Oh, candle.
You know, like you light a candle.
Oh,
scented
okay.
Candle. It smells like her vagina.
Okay. All right. Where can I purchase this?
What do
you think of that? I think it's a good
idea.
Where can I purchase this?
On
that's
Goop.
That's what my house needs.
Goop.
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 JJ.
You know, when I read this, I'm thinking, that reminded me of that, I know it's gross cake. It reminded me of that prom I went to, the after prom I went to, remember, with the low ceiling, and it was really crowded, and all the kids were sweaty, and it just smelled like poontang, man. It was like, whoa.
I remember you talking about that.
Yeah, so it probably makes your house smell like that, which, I don't know, man. I don't think I want my crib smelling like Gwyneth's crotch. It's a picture. I think I hope this is real. The picture of the product is it's like a candle in a little black jar type thing, right?
Uh-huh.
One of those type deals. And it says on it, "This smells like my vagina."
Oh, she endorses it. Okay.
Oh yeah.
There you go.
$75. You can buy her blend of. They're
okay.
Giving away the proprietary blend of geranium, citrusy bergamot, and cedar. Absolutes juxtaposed with damask rose and ambrite seed. Exactly what a vagina smells like.
All right, good. I'm going to get one because
yeah.
my Hillary Clinton candle's almost done. It's almost burned out. So I'm going to have to get this.
Marsha Warfield says she's going to make one that smells like her armpit.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Big sweaty woman's armpit. Yeah.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
God.
Sign me up for that. One more, Ted? You want one more? One more treat? And then when you go, lay down? That dog. He's a treat monster. So, Yeah, do a quickie here. Boy.
All right.
We got a lot of time to fill tonight, man.
Uh-huh.
I don't really have a... I mean, I've already talked about my sore hips. Doesn't get much better than that.
Lay it quick.
That was the most compelling, compelling part of the show so far. All right, we did it.
You need Kratom. Yeah,
Kratom.
Take care
of
all your aches and pains, man.
Something a little longer, man. Yeah, that was just really weird, sleeping funny, man. Well, there was nothing funny about it. All right. Oh, okay. Well, I don't want to play
you
something boring, man.
You didn't even have a quickie plan, that you just figured, let me find something.
No, I didn't. I didn't. I was like, well, I'll see what I got. And I'm like, well, I don't like any of these, man. One's called Crippling Depression. You really want to hear that?
Yeah.
I'm not really in the mood.
I need
you
want to
hear that?
Yeah, lay that on us.
Okay. I'll get my dog fixed up. Here,
doesn't
ladies
sound like
germs.
A dancer.
Yeah, well, this was from, remember we had the existential possum hour.
Yeah.
And this was a quickie that I thought, well, I don't know, we're going to, so, all right, Crippling Depression.
Lack of inspiration, got no motivation, emotional suppression. I've got crippling depression, anxiety and hesitation.
Yeah.
I hate socialization. You might get the impression that I've got crippling depression. So many things I wanna do, so many things I can't. Now I must bid you adieu. I hope that you understand, 'cause I have many frustrations. Don't break my concentration. I'm trying to find a method to cure crippling depression. Doo-doo, doo-doo-doo-doo. I'm not drunk, I haven't had enough. I'm so freaking sad, I want to eat my feelings, but I think I'm fat. I'm God's worst creation, constant self-deprecation. Oh yeah, and did I mention, I've got crippling depression.
Love it. Love it. That's a song you
Beauty.
Can put your wrist to, baby. I love it.
Kate says, what the fuck is this? About that cake. Sorry about that cake. We've got a new catchphrase. She got crippling depression listening to that song. Hey!
That was real George.
Get Cake up here. Get Cake up here to do the jokes. So, oh, you want to hear something stupid? I did something stupid today.
Okay, lay it on.
So I get up and I'm like, oh, geez, I'm running out of dope, you know. I'm on the dope for the high blood pressure. And my... I can't renew my thing. So... I had to call into the hospital guys and stuff, right? The doctor people.
Yeah.
And it's a new facility and stuff. They're real nice, but when you call in, it takes you like 10 minutes on hold.
Yeah.
Maybe not that long, but at least 5 minutes on hold.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, okay. It feels like 10 minutes. So, you know, they get on there real nice and very helpful. And she goes, okay, how about next Thursday at 5:20? I'm thinking 5:20. That's odd. I hardly ever schedule you afternoon. You know, they always want to schedule you.
Especially that late.
5:20.
Yeah.
So I'm like, well, okay. I write it down. Blah blah blah. Thank you very much. Bye bye. And I'm thinking, did she mean PM or AM? So I called back in, waited on hold for another 10 minutes. I go, I just made an appointment. So this is 5:20. Is that AM or PM? Felt like an idiot. It was PM.
Yeah, well,
up until 8.
I would figure that, but even PM's a little weird, man. 5:20.
Yeah, I guess
she added
a couple nights a week. Couple nights a week they have evening hours, you know, just for.
Oh, okay. For people are.
I mean, I'm not doing any. Yeah, I'm not doing any kind of big deal. I'm just checking in. They're probably going to take my BP and that crap, you know. I'd probably try to take some blood. Thanks, man. Last time they took blood, though, the lady was great. Man.
Okay.
Got me in the first whack. Because that's the thing with me. They always take the 3-4 tries, you know. And then I'm all...
Every time I had it, that was right on the money. I always got it first shot.
Yeah. Something about my skin texture or something. They say it leaves skin plugs. Like the needle goes in and it soaks up skin before it gets to the vein.
Okay.
It's my supple young skin.
Oh, is that what it is? I know.
Yeah, maybe this old wrinkly skin I got now is going to help. I hope. It'd be nice. You ever notice how you're looking at yourself and you're like, Jesus Christ, when did my skin get so fucking wrinkly?
Yes.
You're an old guy, man.
Yes.
Man.
I look at my hands and think of that. Hey, look at this hand. What happened?
What's this shit, man? I didn't do anything. What, I left them in the sink too long or something? What?
Yeah, what the fuck?
I'm fucking pruny. All right. Anyway, so yeah, I got to see the doc. They're gonna, man. I know they're gonna want to go up my wazoo and stuff this year. I've never done that before.
Well, you're gonna love the knockout gas.
I don't think they.
I think it's not gas.
Did they knock you out? Did they knock you out for the scope?
Oh yeah, that's why I like it.
Ew.
People think I'm strange for having a camera. I wasn't liking it, but man, that knocking out, man, that's fucking great.
I thought they just gave you a local, you know, painkiller there, so you didn't notice that they were shoving shit up your ass.
No. No, they say 90. They say 90 nights here, and that's it, man. You go out in a blink.
Huh. Well, because Bogey's like, you got to get that, because he says, oh, boy, that saved my life. They found, a couple of things in there, took them out, and then he's gone back and gotten a clean bill of health like 2 times. He's got one more, and then, you know, they say you don't have to worry about it anymore.
I got to get my endoscopy done, man. I'm supposed to get that done every year. I haven't got it done in 3 years now. That's where they stick the camera down your throat. And they stick the camera down your throat. I'm supposed to get it done every year.
Oi.
Because I got that Barrett's esophagus, which could be cancerous. They got to keep an eye on it.
Man. I like to stay away from the doctor as much as possible. Got this theory about that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
they might find something wrong with me.
Yeah,
you know.
It's better to be ignorantly blessed. Ignorantly blessed.
I mean, I feel okay. You know, I have a few problems here and there, but I feel okay. I'm okay. I'm not going to sit here and complain.
Yeah.
You know?
Go find something.
Even when my hips hurt so damn much. Okay. We got 3 minutes. You'll never get back.
I'm going to say a brand new eye doctor, because this guy's been taking me around.
Yeah,
Friday,
no shit.
I'm seeing another eye doctor. Yeah, before I go fucking blind, I can barely see out of my left eye.
Yikes. That ain't no good.
No.
That ain't no good.
So hopefully these people will get something done.
Okay. Okay. I guess this is a leftover from Christmas, this 3 minutes. Might as well knock it off the board, right?
Knock
you know
it
what
off.
I mean?
Yeah.
Knock it off the board. I don't even remember what it is, though. It might not be Christmas.
Hey, you could be a winner. Awesome. Yay. What is it? What is it? What is it?
Sounds like it's Christmassy, though. It's called Report from the North Pole. I really have no idea what it is. I don't remember. I don't recall. I had uploaded something else. This caught my eye, and I said, you know, seeing as it's just me, Gumby, and Cake, why don't I try this one? Well, I'll bet you it's better than the Crippling Depression song. In fact, the show can only get better from there.
Pink Floyd's going to remake that. Pink Floyd, they're going to remake that Crippling Depression song. That's right up their alley.
That's the basis for a whole album, man.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that. Did you see the one with Uncle Bobo singing Bohemian Rhapsody?
Yeah.
That's a hoot. That's a hoot. 3 minutes. This isn't it. This is a report from the North Pole. They'll never get back.
Good morning from the Arctic Circle. We've got your weather news today. We're reporting live from our North Pole station. Overlooking Hudson Bay. You can call us your barometers, but we don't need thermometers to bring you this early warning, so we can all fight global warming.
Global warming is caused by gases, mostly one called CO2.
It comes from that technology that makes life so good for you.
Oil that heats your home and power plants and industry help build a greenhouse dome.
This dome of gas is trapping heat that used to head for space, and that heat is melting ice. Ice that used to be our base.
From up here, we can see so clearly. We see that Earth is healthy, sustained, and all its wondrous creatures do depend on the action everyone can take. We've all got to work together in this fight to save the weather.
Cause what's happening up where we are just might happen down where you are.
And now on location with our cub reporter.
Hey, whale, you never ate plankton here before.
Well, global warming's changing currents. Now my meals are further offshore.
Hey, grizzly, how come you're having dinner in trashy dumps like these?
Berries in the mountains are starting to run out. Those bushes don't grow near us because we're in a drought. Roar!
Mr. Panda, you look all bamboozled.
Sure, I'm all bamboozled. All I eat is this bamboo, and these leaves are very good at helping cut down CO2. But even though Earth scientists know all about that fact, man keeps chopping, cutting down our habitat.
We've all got to work together in this fight to save the weather. Cause what's happening up where we are just might happen down where you are. Our planet is a wondrous place of limitless diversity. And we've got to work to save it from this climate change adversity. The more our air is fouled up by this noxious gas, is overcast, the harder it'll be to find the balance of our planet's recent past.
If we all just shortened our hot showers by 30 seconds...
Power plants would make less of that smoke that dirties up the air for both you
and the stairs. We've all got to work together in this fight to save the weather. Cause what's happening up where we are just might happen down where you are.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat. The human drama of athletic competition. This is...
See how cold it is? You know how cold that is in, like, in regular, normal American numbers?
No, what would that be?
That's, it's motherfucking cold.
Motherfucking cold. That's what our weatherman would say.
It equals minus 20 in Fahrenheit.
Oh.
Yikes. Holy moly. That is cold. That is some cold, man. How do your vehicles not, like, just freeze and cease to work? God. I remember I had this Honda Civic that used to freeze. Like, twice it froze. Like, one time it was, like, frozen for, like, a week and a half. Nothing. I had to wait till it thawed out so it'd run again.
Wait for spring to dry someplace.
Yeah. That was in Pennsylvania, where it's considerably colder in Pittsburgh area than it is here in central Ohio. But it's been unseasonably warm here, Cake. I hate to break it to you, but it's beautiful. Dang. Near 50, Celsius.
Can you say that now? We've been getting some great winters here in Philly, so it's kind of like the norm now.
You're right. You're right.
I told you we went 3 years with no snow, right?
No kidding.
Yeah, I missed the first one. I was in Massachusetts. And then I think it was 2 years of no snow. Then I was here for the second one. Yeah. Nothing. Not even a fucking flurry.
Crazy. It's crazy town. I don't think there's ever been one out here that hasn't had any snow.
Yeah.
I'm hoping it stays warm for at least another week, because I got to drive to places this weekend and then next Tuesday. And I'm wondering whether we'll have another Monday next week. Because I got to get up early on Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Weirdest. Them daytime gigs are weird, man. Like, who the fuck has caricature artists on a Tuesday morning? Well, thankful to these guys. Let's book that one today.
Well, what's the event?
Anyway, I don't know. I just booked it today. I can't recall. Did we talk about this before? I saw this right before the show, and it seems like something we'd already hit on. But they're rebuilding the Titanic, a recreation of the Titanic.
Yeah, right.
And they're going to reenact the voyage and sail the same route that the original Titanic.
With this global warming, though, they're not really pushing any envelopes.
That was my punchline.
No iceberg
out
there now, baby.
That's it. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, they did all this stuff to the ship to make it more seaworthy. But yeah, since the global warming, there ain't no icebergs to worry about.
How much is this thing going to cost? I mean, there's people starving in this fucking world, and we're rebuilding a fucking Titanic and doing this.
Yeah. Well, I guess it'll cater to these, like, ultra-rich fucks.
Yeah, of course. They throw the money around.
Yeah. And as Bernie says, billionaires should not exist.
Yeah.
But they'll be on that Titanic.
Right there.
So, but I would not want to take that maiden voyage or second voyage or any voyage because it's doomed, man. It's doomed.
It is.
It's fucking doomed, man. Uh-huh. If that ship doesn't go down, I'll eat my ass.
Are they saying God cannot sink this second ship? We're doing it again, and God cannot sink this ship.
Shh. Teddy, lay down, honey. You gotta lay down now. We're out of treats. Lay down. Attaboy. Oh, you got a train. Cake's got a train, man. Wish we still had a train. They were talking about a train from here to Cleveland. That would have been cool. And then they were talking about a boom tube from here to Pittsburgh. But I guess they're building that from Pittsburgh to Philadelphia, keeping it within the state.
Well, one of those tubes, you say?
Yeah, the tube thing where you could get to Pittsburgh in like 15 minutes or something stupid. Which that's what, a 7-hour drive? Six?
It probably is. Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh. That's a long ass state, boy, Pennsylvania.
Oh yeah.
From end to end. That's a great thing about Ohio. You could go to any city in the state within 2 hours if we lived here in the middle. So, pretty much book the entire state of Ohio. Don't have to worry too much about it. Just charge a little extra for places like Painesville. All right, I'm not at all interesting tonight, am I?
Painesville.
That's as far away as you can get from here and still be in Ohio.
Painesville.
Painesville. You go to Cleveland, and then you just keep going as north as you can get, and when you get to the end, you're in Painesville. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, how is it spelled? Is it P-A-N-E or P-A-I-N?
P-A-I-N-E.
Painesville. Okay,
so Painesville. I'm going to Painesville. Well, that's uninteresting. Well, here's a dumb common sense one. Told my dog to shut up. Like people getting fired, I have no sympathy for people. Shush! To get fired for posting shit, complaining about their job on social media. That's just dumb.
Yep.
That's stupid. To know better.
Yep.
You know, if you don't know better, you shouldn't be on social media. You're not mature enough. So anyway, this company in Canada, British Columbia, Fastenal, I don't know what they do there.
That sounds familiar.
anyway, pardon me. But I don't know, this, that, and the other thing. And the guy felt they slighted him on the gift. He said the American guy's got a great package of candies and whatnot, and they got a barbecue sauce and a spatula or something like that.
This is what he's crying about?
This is crying. He's crying about the Christmas bonus present, yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Jeez. What kind of multi-million dollar company gifts its Canadian employees barbecue sauce as a holiday gift, yet the USA employees stuff their face with an actual holiday gift box?
Good God.
So...
it's not even money. I mean, if it was shortage of money, or something, it's a little bit of a beef there, but, you know.
Yeah, yeah. And the company ended up saying, well, everybody got a gift. American and Canadian got a $27 worth gift, worth $27. And the guy took down the tweets, but, amazingly enough, he was let go. So, there's kind of... it's kind of a lesson in there. he says,
enjoy
calm
your
heads, didn't.
Sauce.
He says, calmer heads didn't prevail over this. He said, nobody reached out to me to say, really? Am I getting fired over a tweet? It's an incredibly unfortunate event. Oh, the poor guy. Well, you know, live and learn, dude. You know, dope. It's just a dumb, dumb thing.
But social media's been around long enough that you should know better, you know?
You would think.
All those morons that got caught earlier.
Right. And you know, it's just, tired of social media. I want to go back in time, man. I want to live in 1999. I want to party like it's 1990. fuck this millennium. It's just been bad news. Bad news after bad news. All right. Now this guy, an unnamed man whose age is also unknown, traveled to Veracruz in East Mexico to buy a stimulant. Okay?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? A little, a little boost, you know, for the old libido.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to have some sex with a 30-year-old woman. Woman.
Uh-huh.
So he wanted to, you know, he wanted a little boost. So down there, they, trouble is what they sold them was a sexual stimulant used for breeding bulls.
Oh, geez.
And it left him with, it left him with a 3-day erection.
Oh.
He had to go to the hospital and shit.
Yeah, they got to drain the blood out of your willy. Oh, man.
Oh.
Oh.
He had corrective surgery. Oh no, that's somebody else. Although, okay, and then it says, last October, a dad from East London had an operation to remove part of his penis to stop his constant painful erections that lasted 3 days. This guy said the embarrassing problem began after a motorcycle accident. Before Christmas of 2015, he had corrective surgery and screws put in his neck and also suffered post-traumatic stress disorder after the crash, so he was given antidepressants. And they believe the meds caused his penis problems. He says, I can't explain the pain of it. I think my head was going to explode. Ooh.
Holy
shit. He's been warm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
What is this, the painful penis page here?
Oof.
Enough of this.
Oh.
And then look at this guy. Jeez. Ew. Man, I thought my rash was bad. Okay, never mind. But you hate those ads where they're like showing like a rash or something, or an infected wound, and somebody poking it with a Q-tip or something in a GIF, and you're like, why am I seeing this shit, man? You know. All right, here's a Christmas story. Here's a Christmas story. This guy, I guess they're still looking for him. Yeah. They're still looking for him. They found out on. They found him. He was discovered on the. Ted. Shut up. he was discovered on the surveillance footage, and he'd broken into this Taco Bell on Christmas Day, right? And fired up the fryers and. Made himself some vittles. Took a little nap. And I think if he'd have left at that point, I'd be okay with it. But then he went and stole a laptop and a tablet.
There you go. So that's actually being really dead at it. The guy
being a
dick. That's cool.
Yeah. Making a meal, stealing a meal, that's one thing. But, actual property. They're looking for this guy. Black male wearing black sweatpants and a black hooded sweatshirt and black sneakers. Anyone with information Yeah. Ninja bum. It sounds like. Okay, speaking of restaurants, here's a Colorado restaurant that charges customers extra for stupid questions. Guy got a bill. You got the chicken tenders basket, $9. Side of mashed potatoes, $2.99. Uh-huh. One stupid question, 38 cents. So,
did you say what the stupid question was?
No, they don't mention what the stupid question is. Probably too embarrassed.
That's a reasonable price for a stupid question, though.
Yeah, and I think it's just funny. You know, I think they do that just to be funny. It's probably no real stupid question. Oh, okay, it's basically, so are there any dues for the Turkey Club sandwich? Oh, geez. Okay, that's how you get that charge. Does the ice have any water in it?
Okay.
That kind of shit. That's what'll get
you
double
the bill.
Okay.
Double the fucking bill.
The dopey dad questions. Okay. Mrs. Sparkles. I would say it's Mr. Sparkles has joined the conversation. Welcome, Mr. Sparkles.
Hi, Mr. Sparkles.
All right, welcome, Mr. Sparkles. I like that, man. It'd be like a character on Pee Wee's Playhouse. Tell us what the cartoon is, Mr. Sparkles. Well, here's some weird science, man. They're coming up with they're going to be able to grow new teeth. Be able to grow new teeth. You won't need dentures or implants anymore.
Grow new teeth.
Yeah. Is that cool as fuck?
It is. How the fuck can you do that, though?
How the fuck
can you grow new teeth?
Well, Engineering and Regenerative Medicine Laboratory. They induce the body's stem cells to develop a tooth based on a three-dimensional scaffold made of natural material. What? I think this is cray-cray town.
Yeah, what the hell?
This may not be legitimate.
Who knows? Who knows?
Forget that. This was funny. They have Family Feud in Canada. And they asked, it's like just one answer was on the board, and they says, what's Popeye's favorite food? And the girl with all kind of, you know,
cocky
confidence says chicken, you know. Chicken! She's doing like a little, doing the twist, you know. Chicken! No, a cute little blonde.
Oh, okay.
And she's
too young to know Popeye cartoons, though, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Only know by the princess. All right, I got it.
And, you know, of course, the guy buzzes in, spinach, bing, bing, bing.
Yeah.
So, and she's the girl's like, you know, I thought you meant Popeye's chicken. You know, Popeye's chicken. The Popeyes chicken people, they gave her like a year's supply.
Yeah, okay, there you go.
Because it was like a viral video and shit, and they're
They didn't have to, so that was cool.
Oh, okay. It was a $10,000 question, and so they gave her $10,000 worth of Popeyes chicken. That's a lot of Popeyes chicken, man.
It is. About as a cat.
Yeah, yeah. But still, man, you're eating. Jeez. Yeah, but still, you'd be sick of that chicken after a while. Variety's the spice of life, and so are Ted's farts, I'll tell you that much. Holy
God. Way to go, Ted.
That's a foul. I'm calling a foul on him. Five-yard penalty, Ted. He's finally seeping. All right. I think I had a poop story. I guess we're ready for the poop story. Three-day erection. Man, that sucks.
Uh-huh. Well, I hate to bring up my cousin again.
Okay. I thought I had a poop story. Huh. Maybe I don't. Oh, here we go. This would be fun. Where's this at? Fort Walton Beach, Florida. All right. Going down to Florida again. And, you know, they have the best stories down there, you know.
Oh, you got that right. God bless Florida.
I mean, gee, without them, Ohio would really look like a bunch of stooges over here. So anyway, a possum broke in to a store and got hammered on bourbon.
On bourbon? How did he get into the bourbon?
He snuck his way into a liquor store. he was found next to a broken and empty bottle of bourbon.
Oh, okay. Broken, all right.
The possum seemed disoriented and was excessively salivating and was pale.
Oh,
so we loaded her up with fluids to help flush out any alcohol toxins, and she was good a couple days later. So,
I can't tell if a possum's pale.
Yeah, really.
Yeah,
they have white faces to begin with.
Yeah.
Anyway, I hope Mrs. Possum, good luck with that drinking problem, you know, because it's not...
I might see him at the next AA meeting.
Yeah. There you go. You have so much in common.
Don't stop me. No, no.
Here. Whoop.
Now, back to our show.
At the old clock on the wall. By that time, It was 10:30 then. I looked down the bar at the bartender. Said, what do you want, Johnny? One bourbon, one scotch, and one bill. Well, my baby, she's gone. She's been gone tonight. I ain't seen my baby since night of Olay. I wanna get drunk, get her off of my mind. One bourbon, one scotch, one bill. And I sat there, getting high, stoned, knocked out. By that time, I looked on the wall at the old clock again. By that time, it was 1:45. The last call for alcohol. I said, hey, Mr. Bartender, what do you want? Well, one bourbon, one scotch, and one bill.
Q's never coming, isn't it? I guess not. Go ahead.
Well, Q, we're waiting on. No.
I would.
Damn right.
Damn right.
That one. Okay.
I like the way you made it sound like you stumbled across the story of the possum drinking bourbon, but you had the bourbon, one scotch, and one beer all set up.
No, that was serendipity do.
Okay, all right. There you go. See that?
Yeah. Serendipity doodah.
The podcast guy's looking out after us.
Uh-huh. Absolutely, man. Well, there's also this. Where is this at? I think this is... This is the Siberian city of Tyumen. Over there in Siberia.
All right.
Anyway, pigs broke into a supermarket and smashed the bottles, and they helped themselves to whiskey. I don't know what.
All right.
Oh, they said two bottles of cognac. Oh, cognac. Fancy pigs. And then they walked out the supermarket into the snow, had themselves a nice time.
Now they
straight
they
to the alcohol aisle.
Are they talking about animals?
What's
or
that?
Is this slang for cops?
No. These are like oink
okay.
oink pig
okay.
boars. Three pigs. I don't know. This may be made up. And they went straight for the booze aisle, knocked over the cognac with their snouts, and began helping themselves to the spillage.
They know what they want. They're saying, fuck you with your thumbs. We can get to this.
Cognac.
Uh-huh.
So,
that's the other white meat right there, baby. They know what they're doing.
Oh, that's how I found out about the possum. Because that was the article I found, the pigs. That just happened. The possum was in 2017. So, chances are that possum's dead already. They only lived for like 2 years. Isn't that weird? That's such short lifespan.
2 years? Yeah, I think why?
I think 2 to 5 years is the lifespan of a possum. They get any older than 5.
And why bother?
Well, I wonder about all these people that have them as pets, you know, and they bond to this animal, and then...
They're dead.
Yeah.
Fish.
Yeah. I guess there's a thing where... people are dropping acid and going to see cats. That's actually a thing.
How else are you going to see that?
Yeah, it was, you know, uh-huh. so And then they're sharing their experiences afterward. I imagine that would be a good idea. I'll pass on that.
Yeah.
I keep getting good news after good news. I was thumbing my nose at the fates, laughing that my graphics program from 1999 still works.
Okay.
It doesn't quite work so good.
No.
I may try to reload it, but it's got some glitches in it now that I hadn't noticed. So.
You gotta expect.
I've been looking at these videos by this one caricature artist, and he uses this one program on a pad. And I think I'm going to try to save up the dough to get one of those deals and start doing my cartoons on that. And see if, you know, I don't know.
All right.
Make some great works of fart. Who knows?
I like that
in
one.
In the meantime, I'm going to try. The art of the spiel. That worked out. When I looked up spiel and the meaning, I'm like, well, that's exactly what the word, you know. Not only does it rhyme, it is exactly the word I want to use here. It means exactly. And, you know, I was thinking, and I won't go all into politics and shit, but this crazy 3 years with this guy and all this, it's almost a good thing it happened, because if we'd had Hillary Clinton in there, we would never get to the point where people are like, holy crap, we need somebody like Bernie, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Now it looks like we might get Bernie Sanders, man. So.
There might be some kind of silver line into this. There's got to be.
Yeah, because I think Bernie's going to. I think Bernie's going to win the nomination. He's the only one with, you know, I think he's going to clobber, you know who. Ding, ding, ding. Uncle Bobo. So, and that may, you know, he may have never had another shot at the office if Clinton would have won. She'd be running for her second term, and who knows what she'd have done.
Yeah, Christ.
I don't think it would have been that great. Yeah, no. And it would have been the Hillary Clinton administration. Yikes.
We'd be impeaching her as well by now.
I don't think that, but I think we'd be fighting wars and shit. She liked wars and shit, man.
Oh, yeah.
Warlord. She's a war gal. She liked killing dudes and shit. All right. Well, this is the part of the show you've all been looking forward to. When... we yodel.
Yes, yes.
Fire all weapons and open a hailing frequency for my victory yodel.
Yodel!
Las Vegas and Billy Woods.
Yee-hoo!
Ride 'em, cowboy! I'm a rock and roll cowboy from the west.
Yee-hoo!
I'm a rock and roll cowboy from the west.
Yeah.
When I got to rock and roll in my yodel, enough fools could ever get no rest. Rock and roll and yodel, holy lady. Rock and roll and yodel, holy lady. Rock and roll and yodel, holy lady. Got a rock and roll rhythm in my
walk.
Got a rock and roll rhythm in my walk. When I got the rock and roll in my yodel, why I got the rhythm in my talk. Rock, roll, and yodel. Rock, roll, and yodel. Rock, roll, and yodel. Gotta rock and roll when the day is through.
Rock and roll.
Gotta rock and roll when the day is through.
Rock and roll.
When I got to rock and roll in my yodel, my horse could rock and roll it too.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll, yodel.
Rock and roll, yodel.
Gotta rock and roll to the solid days. Gotta rock and roll to the solid days. When I got the rock and roll in my yodel, it swept my gal right off her feet. Rock and roll in yodel, you know, you like rock and roll.
Whoa, I'm beat.
Nice. All right, round of applause.
All right.
Clap, clap,
there
clap,
you
clap, 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 clap.
There you go. Okay, I'll be yodel.
And no. Wrong, 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 wrong. Thank you. All right, we're burning daylight, man.
Yep.
Thanks for coming, Cake.
Yes.
Thanks for the encouragement, man.
And Mr. Sparkle, wherever you are.
Mr. Sparkle, wherever you are. Mr. Sparkle. Mr. Sparkle, that's from Homer Simpson.
Is it? I don't remember. Mr. Sparkle.
They found a, in the junkyard, they found a Japanese detergent box, and it had Homer, a picture of Mr. Sparkle, and it looked just like Homer.
Oh, okay. I remember that one.
Mr. Sparkle.
I stopped with that show.
Yeah. Well, that was during the first 10 seasons when it was still good.
Uh-huh.
Natties. Boy, they got 20 years of just, you know? Not too much good. It's in fact, I don't like it now, you know? Like, when I watch it now, it's like, man, I don't even like this.
I haven't seen that in a long
time. I used
to
love that show. Yeah. Well,
oh, yeah.
On that happy note, we'll be back Friday. May skip next Monday.
Yeah. All right. May skip Monday.
And we're going to miss the next... We're going to miss the next Friday after that, too. So, no possum for the week of January 19th.
Good God.
Monday and the Friday.
Yeah, remind me.
And we need the breathing space.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got gigs all week, man. I'm working Saturday, Sunday, Tuesday, Tuesday, Friday, and Saturday.
Busy man. Busy man.
Unheard of.
What are
Natties? All right, well, say goodnight, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
What are we going to go out to here? All right. In that case, energized. Yeah, there it is. There it is. There's a cue coming. Shoot. Well, let me tell you the story about when I caught a fish. It was this big. I swear to you. It was this
big.
Bourbon. That's 20 seconds. Yeah, and that fish drank more bourbon.
You got someone who loves you. You got someone who cares. You got someone who picks you up if ever you need a repair. You got someone who'll take the time to listen to your prayers. I got you, got everybody. You got someone who cares by the name of ain't your pumpkin stuff. When you go and things are rough. Go and think you're up. It's your
And we'll call it a show there. Maybe. He's going to say, wait, where are you going? I was going to make espresso.
Wait, where are you going? I was going to make espresso.